Chapter 1. Create a Rift. My humanity is what holds me back. General Zator. September 25. Unified Year, 1927. General Zator's office at the Eastern Front Army Headquarters.
I read through the preliminary version of Plan B, and I have to ask, are you insane? It reads like spur-of-the-moment gambling notes you scribbled on the back of a napkin.
Despite the attempt to keep a level of composure, there was hesitance in Zator's words. If his conversation partner was his regular self, he may have picked up on this. Rudersdorf, however, met his words with a look of pure bewilderment. Damn it all! Zator cursed in the confines of his mind.
Let me be clear about this. What are you trying to do here? Why would you even consider something like this? To avoid losing this war, I shouldn't have to spell it out for you.
The topic of their discussion was the plan upon which the fate of the Empire rested. A topic worthy of a bit more enthusiasm. What had happened to his friend who made the same pledge of military service, with whom he shared a vision for their nation's future? Why did he have to verbally spar with the man he considered his blood brother? Zator swallowed his initial doubts and continued to mechanically repudiate his friend, as any general in his position should.
I'm shocked. Do you intend to set Plan B in motion the moment diplomatic overtures fail? This says we're supposed to overthrow the government, then immediately invade Ildoa?
The imbecile sitting across from him gave a deep nod before continuing with a question from the bottom of his heart.
What do you expect to come from this?
Zator was a career soldier who had watched the war develop from the inner depths of the General Staff Office. He knew the lifeblood of his nation was running thin. He had faith his understanding was accurate. This was why he, together with his longtime friend, struggled to find a way out of this mess with the least sacrifice. Zator gave his friend a stern gaze. My friend Rudersdorf, you damned fool. Just what kind of game are you up to?
I wish to prevent the impending collapse of our nation. Ildoa has always been a weak point in our defense, and it's about time we fix that.
Rudersdorf raised his head a bit as he spoke. What an answer. It almost made Zator want to have hope.
And you believe there's something we can do to avoid our impending demise? I think it should be avoided.
Not could, but should. It wasn't a question of possibility, but an object of Rudersdorf's desire. Is that the best he can come up with? Zator sighed as he thought this to himself. Was Plan B not the product of the Empire's exhaustion, reaching a point where they could no longer entertain any other alternatives? And yet here I am discussing this with my old friend, this idiot.
I didn't expect you to be concerned with what we should do at this stage in the game, Rudersdorf. Perhaps your foresight is becoming harder to distinguish from your hope for the future. Zator. Tens of thousands of soldiers have died under our command. We must accept that we've made mistakes. But we also can't let these deaths be in vain. We must consider every possibility. We can't be the ones to destroy the very ideal our troops died fighting for.
Many who served under Zator had given up their lives, believing in the final victory. Not a day went by that those lost souls didn't haunt him. Still, there was nothing he could do to change this. The old man would have to live with this anguish for the rest of his life.